Nolte, homophobe Joy Reid's MSNBC show cancelled, Alex Wagner out as anchor. By John Nolte on February 23, 2025. Far-left MSNBC appears to be waging war on people of color with the axing of homophobe Joy Reid's primetime show and the replacement of primetime anchor Alex Wagner. Reid is not losing her show because she's a documented homophobe and liar, or because she's divisive, racist, and prone to conspiracy theories. All those traits kept her in the MSNBC primetime lineup for 5 years. No, the show is getting canceled because Reid's ratings suck. Since President Trump won his triumphant re-election in November, and while Fox News has surged in viewership, both far-left CNN and far-left MSNBC lost huge chunks of their audience. After being assured and reassured for a decade that Trump's destruction was just a segment or two away, demoralized CNN and MSNBC suckers viewers apparently got tired of being lied to and walked away. Currently, more Democrats watch Fox News than MSNBC or KNLL. The most recent ratings for Joy Reid's The Readout are dismal, with only 708,000 total viewers, a 47% collapse from the 1.4 million average viewers she attracted just prior to the 2024 election. Reid's viewership in the 25 to 54 age group, which is what sets advertising rates, has dive-bombed 52% to 76,000. The far-left New York Times reports that the final episode of The Readout will air this week. Whether or not Reid will remain at MSNBC as some sort of contributor is uncertain. Hopefully, the aging blonde will just go away. MSNBC is planning to replace Ms. Reid's program with a show led by a trio of anchors, reports The Times. This trio is former Democrat strategist Simone Sanders, former RNC chair and current cuck Michael Steele, and some chick named Alicia Menendez, who pretends to be a journalist. According to one misinformation expert I spoke with, my next-door neighbor, no one's gonna watch this shit either. Also out is POC Alex Wagner, who will be replaced by the whitest person on TV, former Biden White House serial liar Jen Psaki. Wagner had been hosting Rachel Maddow's primetime show Tuesday through Friday, when Maddow was only working on Mondays. No one knows why Maddow chose to work only one day a week. There is speculation that hosting a primetime show 5 nights a week while pretending to be billionaire Mark Cuban got to be too much. Maddow has returned to working 5 nights a week, which is why we have seen a lot less of Mark Cuban, and will continue to do so through Trump's first 100 days of his triumphant second term. After that, the so white she's translucent Psaki will take over for Wagner. Wagner will remain at the failing network as a contributor. Let's look at the tally, shall we? Gone are Jim Acosta, Nora O'Donnell, Chuck Todd, Andrea Mitchell, Chris Wallace, and now Joy Reid and Alex Wagner. The reckoning continues to be glorious. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.